Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's so many things to think about. Marketing is an interesting concept in business, and it's always best to try to explain my point of view by using an example. And although this example doesn't relate to business, it does relate to marketing. So in our house, we have hardwood floors on the second floor, and they're a blonde color. They're light, and of course, they get dirty. And I have been perplexed and how to get these floors clean. I don't want to use water, because if you use water or bring the machine in and use water on them and the water gets down behind the joints of the floor and it stays damp, the water will smell, it will swell, and it'll ruin the floor. So I've been really thinking about this, and this has been going on for some period of time. And the other day, I got a piece of what's called junk mail. It was a brochure from Bath, Bed, and Beyond, and I'm flipping through it, seeing what's there. And I come across this product, and it's called Amish Wood Milk. Now, I'm not endorsing this product. I'm just trying to get a marketing point across. So I go this weekend. I get on to Bath, Bed, and Beyond. I get some Amish Wood Milk, a bottle of it. I also get a nozzle for the hose that was worn out. Come back to the house, spray it on the floor, wipe it off with a rag, and wow, it takes all the dirt off the floor. That's amazing. Now, it's going to take me 3 or 4 bottles of this to get it done. I'll do a section at a time. It's really no work, no effort to do it. It makes makes old furniture look new. It makes the floors look new. It was just an amazing product. But here's my point. If they hadn't have placed that ad in the Bath, Bed, and Beyond catalog, I never would have seen it. I never would have bought the product. So now that I know the product exists, now that I know that it works, I'm going to be a buyer of this product for many years as long as we have the wood floor. You and your business have to say to yourself, how many potential customers out there don't know who we are? They don't know what we can do for them. They don't know that we can solve their problems. They don't know that we're there for them. They don't know that we can give them an incredibly reasonable price and great service and help them make money. And why don't they know? Well, they don't know unless you tell them. They don't know unless you have a marketing campaign. So don't make the mistake of not marketing your business. Now, if you're doing great business, it's important to double your efforts in marketing to keep that momentum going. If you're doing not enough business to pay the bills, it's important to double or triple that marketing to make the business going. Now, there are different kinds of marketing, and you have to actually be trying all of them. There's social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, many others, direct mail, advertising. I mean, one may work for your business and one may not, but don't make the mistake of pulling back and saying to yourself, well, I'll just wait for them to come to me. Because there is so much competition today, because the internet gives people access to have choices, you have to be out there with a message that people turn around and say to themselves, I want to talk to those people. I want to talk. I saw this ad. I saw this ad for Amish Wood Milk. I want to go find out what it's all about. Hey, it removes rings on tables. It removes watermarks. It cleans the floor. I'm going to find out if it's for real. Then, of course, the games begin. Once you have yourself in front of you, then you have to have the goods. You have to have the presentation. You have to have the message. You have to be able to absolutely be able to show them and educate them as to why they should use your business. So don't underestimate the power of marketing. And don't underestimate your competition's ability to be out there. You need to be out there with them, and you need to be better at it than they are. Success is yours for the taking. All you have to do is deliver the message. And the message that I'd like to deliver to you today is, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.